This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. After 10 straight days of hiccups, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has been admitted to a hospital with an intestinal obstruction. However, doctors say he will not undergo surgery for now. Hospital Nova Star in Sao Paulo said in a statement Wednesday night that Bolsonaro would receive a conservative clinical treatment. Earlier Wednesday, the Brazilian president was transferred from a military hospital in the capital of Brasilia to another hospital in Sao Paulo, where he underwent tests. The president has undergone several operations since being stabbed in the abdomen during his 2018 campaign. News of Bolsonaro's hospitalization comes as the far-right leader is sinking in opinion polls due to his handling of the world's second deadliest coronavirus pandemic and a simmering corruption scandal over his government's purchases of vaccines. The Biden administration said Wednesday that it is prepared to begin evacuation flights for Afghan interpreters and translators who aided the U.S. military effort in the nearly 20-year war. The Operation Allies refuge flights out of Afghanistan during the last week of this month will be available first for special immigrant visa applicants already in the process of applying for U.S. residency. Jen Psaki is the White House press secretary.
We are launching what we are calling Operation Allies Refuge to support relocation flights for interested and eligible Afghan nationals and their families who have supported the United States and our partners in Afghanistan and are in the SIV application pipeline.
President Joe Biden has faced pressure from lawmakers in both parties to come up with a plan to help evacuate Afghan military helpers before next month's U.S. troop withdrawal. The evacuation planning could potentially affect tens of thousands of Afghans.